Blog Talk Radio. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor and all glory and all praise and worship and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give recognition and respect to my covering, my sponsors, and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day at your leisure on Breaker, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get the study tool, all the things that we use when we get together to study the Word of God on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll be right back with the Word of Prayer and get right into our study. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use when we get together to study the Word of God together as a family, united by one common denominator, and that is Jesus the Christ in unity. Amen. His bride, His body, Him in the earth. Yes. We are Jesus the Christ in the earth because He's in us and we are in Him. And we move and we live and we have our being only in Jesus our Christ. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for this opportunity and this broadcast, Lord. We count it a privilege and an honor for this day, Lord. We thank You for this gift that You have given unto us. We thank You, Lord, that You have watched over our bedside as we slept and slumbered through the night. And You kept us, O God. And You woke us up to see this day, which we have never seen before. A day in eternity that we have never seen before or beheld with our eyes until now. Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your life, Your Zoe, being in us, keeping us, sustaining us, Your breath, the breath of life. O God, we thank You for Your mercy, which is new to us every morning. We thank You for Your loving kindness and Your mercy and Your love and your greatness and your power and your ability to do all things, for nothing is impossible for you, O God. For you are the God and you are the Lord, the God of all flesh, and there is nothing impossible for you. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We exalt you. We glorify you and magnify you and lift you up far, far above any circumstance, far above any situation, far above anything, O God, for you are almighty. You are all powerful. You are all knowing. You are all present. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. You are omnipresent. There is none beside you, and there will never be any beside you, O God. And we thank you, for we trust in you. We can lean on you, and we rely wholeheartedly and with all our soul, mind, and spirit. With all our heart, we rely on you. And we depend wholly and solely on you. For it is on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Father, we ask you as your conduits, as your vessels, Lord, hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you that is heard and seen and demonstrated in the lives of others on this day for your glory and for your laudation and for your exaltation, O Lord, for your glory. For we were made to bring you glory, O God. And Lord, I ask as your servant that you humbly put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day as we go into the word and have you give us our daily bread. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for you are the teacher, and you are the only one who brings us into all truth. We magnify you. We glorify you. We exalt and we extol you, and we reverence you, and we respect you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for answered prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Who can stand against our Lord? No one can. No one will. Who can stand against our King? No one can. No one will. Oh, oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Oh, oh, oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Who can stand against our God? No one can. No one will. And who can stand against our King? No one can. No one will. Oh, oh, the victory belongs to Jesus. All victory belongs to Him. Oh, oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. And He said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. And He gave us that power. So if He is victorious, then we are victorious. And we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. Today we will be beginning our study in James chapter 4. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and all of us can follow along in our translations as we always do when we get together to study the Word. We will be in James chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, if we can get that far. Amen. Let us begin reading at James chapter 4, verse 1. And the Holy Spirit says through James, He says, what leads to strife, discord, and feuds? And how do conflicts, quarrels, and fightings originate among you? Do they not arise from your sensual desires that are ever warring in your bodily members? Think about that for a minute. What is the source of all strife and discord and feuds? What is the quarrelings, the origination of the quarrels and fightings that go on among people? But if we examine it closely, it is, as James said, do not they arise from your central desires that are ever warring in your bodily members? Verse 2 goes on to say, you are jealous and covet what others have, and your desires go unfulfilled. So you become murderers. And James, the Holy Spirit says through James in the Amplified Classic Edition, it says to hate is to murder as far as your hearts are concerned. This is what God views, how He views our heart. If we harbor hatred in our heart, then it is the same as us being a murderer. For we are speaking against those who are made in the very image of God. And we are holding grudges. And we are holding things against them in us, which ultimately hurts us more than the other person. Because hatred and unforgiveness can produce sickness and bring the body down and deteriorate it if we hold on to it. This is why Jesus told us to forgive, even as our Heavenly Father has forgiven us, so we too must forgive. He goes on to say in verse 2, you burn with envy and anger and are not able to obtain the gratification, the contentment, and the happiness that you seek. And because you're not able to obtain the gratification and contentment and the happiness that you seek, you fight and you war. But he says you do not have because you do not ask. Or you do ask God for them and you yet fail to receive because you ask with wrong purpose, an evil and selfish motives. Your intention when you get what you desire is to spend it in sensual pleasures. Verse 4 says, you are like unfaithful wives having illicit love affairs with the world and breaking your marriage vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that the scripture is speaking to no purpose, that says the Spirit, whom he has caused to dwell in us, yearns over us, and he yearns for the Spirit to be welcome with a jealous love? The Spirit welcomes us and yearns over us with a jealous love. Let's go over to Jeremiah chapter 3. And let's look at verses 12 through 14. It says, go and proclaim these words toward the north, where the 10 tribes have been taken as captives, and say, return, faithless Israel, says the Lord. And I will not cause my countenance to fall and look in anger upon you. For I am merciful, says the Lord. I will not keep my anger forever. Verse 13 says, only know, understand, and acknowledge your iniquity and guilt, that you have rebelled and transgressed against the Lord your God, and have scattered your favors among strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord. Verse 14 says, return, O faithless children of the whole 12 tribes, says the Lord. For I am Lord and Master and husband to you. And I will take you not as a nation, but individually, one from a city and two from a tribal family, and I will bring you to Zion. Going back to James chapter 4, verse 4, where the Holy Spirit says to James, you are like unfaithful wives, having illicit love affairs with the world and breaking your marriage vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as an enemy of God. We do not want to be enemies of God, nor do we want to be unfaithful wives to the Lord. We do not want to break our marriage vow. to Almighty God, for he is faithful. What does a husband do to a wife? He covers her. He provides for her. He looks after her. He loves her. He cherishes her. He tenderly and affectionately looks over her and takes care of her and looks after her with everything that is within him. And he is also jealous over her. And God is the same way with us as his bride. He provides for us. He covers us. He keeps us. He tenderly and affectionately and lovingly looks over us. And he is jealous over us. He yearns over us. And he yearns over us with a jealous love. What does that mean for God to have a jealous love over his people? Food for thought question. Something that we all need to study and look at and examine and have the Holy Spirit bring us into more truth and revelation, into the jealousy of God over his people. And how faithful he is to us. And how we are to be faithful to him in everything. Acknowledging him before we do anything. Before we speak. Before we eat. Before we make a move. Before we make a decision. Before we go anywhere. Before we get dressed in the morning. Acknowledging him. For he said in Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 14. He said, for I am Lord and master and husband to you. Let us go to Isaiah 54. And let's look at verses 1 through 8. Our time is getting away from us. But let us look at verses 1 through 8. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 through 8. It says, sing, O barren one, you who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who did not travail with child. For the spiritual children of the desolate one will be more than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Verse 2 says, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Verse 3, for you will spread abroad to the right hand and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Verse 4, fear not, for you shall not be ashamed, neither be confounded and depressed, for you shall not be put to shame. You shall forget the shame of your youth, and you shall not seriously remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Why? Verse 5. For your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth, he is called. Verse 6. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken, grieved in spirit, and heart sore, even a wife, wooed and won in youth, when she is later refused and scorned, says your God. For a brief moment, I forsook you, but with great compassion and mercy, I will gather you to me again. In a little burst of wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with age enduring love and kindness, I will have compassion and mercy on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Think about the dynamics of a marriage, of a husband and wife relationship, and how when things get said, there's anger and discontentment. And sometimes you turn away from each other in silence. But yet, through all of that, if you are married in God and you have Jesus the Christ as your Lord and Savior in you both as husband and wife, and the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart and instructs you and talks to each of you individually, the tenderness of your heart toward God will turn you back in forgiveness to your spouse. Because you want to please God and be pleasing in his sight, the tenderness toward God, as the Holy Spirit instructs you as how to deal with your spouse, will turn your heart back to them, and your love will be reinforced all the more. You know, it takes tests and trials to reinforce love, especially when we talk about the love of God, when we see him as faithful, as the husband that he said he is, according to Isaiah 54, verse 5. When we see him as the husband that he is, and we recognize him as faithful, true, trustworthy, these things that he continually proves himself to be, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. How can we know him and be reinforced within ourselves? To have such a strong conviction about him if we have not experienced going through trials, circumstances, and situations to where God continues to prove himself to be those things to us. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We believe that God is trustworthy. We believe that God is faithful. We believe that God is almighty. We believe that nothing is impossible for him. We believe that we receive the things that we ask of him. But how much more do we believe? And how much more is it solidified in us when what we believe, and as we walk by faith, produces through the Holy Spirit in this realm, the physical realm, blessings and manifestations of miracles right before our very eyes, which solidifies even the more our belief in that our God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, is alive and well and listening to every request and answering prayer. As he himself intercedes for each of us on our behalf to the Father. And based on his intercession for us, the movement of the Father through the Holy Spirit is manifested. For they all work together as one. How beautiful it is to see Abba, God the Father, Jesus the Christ, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three personalities in one, God, as our husband. Let's look that word up for a minute. Let's look up husband. Let's see what the dictionary says about a husband. It says a married man considered in relation to his spouse, a bridegroom, a mate, a groom. Think about what a husband does. And think about what a wife does. Because if God is our husband, that is his position. And we as his body, the body of Christ, are his bride. We are his wife. So we too have a position. And along with each and every, each of those positions, come responsibilities and actions based on the title that we have been given. What does a wife do in relation to her husband, her spiritual husband, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit? And what does God, our spiritual husband, do in relation to us, his body, his bride? Looking at the relationship of husband and wife from God's point of view, what are the duties and the responsibilities that we have? And what is it that God does for us that we in and of ourselves could never match what he does for us? But the least that we can do is to give him our lives, to give our lives to Jesus the Christ, to follow him, to trust in him, to rely on him, to present our bodies a living sacrifice unto him, holy, consecrated, set apart, and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. I believe that's Romans chapter 12. We need to, as the body of Christ, sit down and meditate. Let the Holy Spirit bring more insight to each and every one of us individually as we learn collectively about how we are to be toward Abba, toward our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, toward the Holy Spirit, and meditate on everything that God does for us as a husband. What does he do for us? What has he done for us? And what is it that he is doing now for us? And how much more should we be grateful? And how much more should we want, seek, crave, need, desire, hunger, thirst, and pant after him? His love is everlasting. His peace is everlasting. He himself is everlasting. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, who is and which was and who is yet to come. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment of instruction, Holy Spirit. Thank you for challenging us to think and meditate and study about our relationship with you, Lord, and how we are to be and relate and act and present ourselves to you as being your bride. For you are our eternal husband, and we are committed, and we are dedicated, and we are faithful, and we are loyal to you, O God. Teach us all the more how to desire and love you even more than what we love you now. Give us a sensitive heart toward you, O God, and to your voice, so that it is your face that we yearn for, that we seek, and that we desire, as we're on this journey to seek you first, O God, in everything. Not because of what you can give us, Lord, but because of who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his beautiful face to shine upon us. May the Lord continue to be ever so gracious to us. May the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us. Just think about what that means. God turning his face toward us. May he continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us. And may he continue to give us all his divine peace, his heart, his mind, his will, his emotions, himself, the fullness of him that filleth us all in all. For after all, we are the bride of Christ. And the bride reflects her husband. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying, God bless you on this day. Until we meet again on next Tuesday, pray for me as I pray for you. Amen. Good God day.